for those who would like to participate. Last night, Art, I opened up the altar. I placed a black candle on the left, mm-hmm. a white candle on the right for balance. And I opened the portal. I called down a cone of power. And now what I want people to do is to close their eyes and to visualize a big, beautiful room. This room is going to be very well lit. It's very comfortable. And I want them to now walk into the room. They're going to see a nice, big, comfortable chair. I want them to walk to that chair and sit in it. Once they are comfortable in that chair, they're going to notice on the right side of the arm of the chair, there are two buttons. One is a red button, and the other will be a white button. I am asking them, please do not push any of these buttons yet.
Several people, because you said that so slowly, are already dead, having pushed the buttons. I might have been one of them. Go ahead.
Okay. First, they're going to notice there is a very special elevator in the corner of this big, beautiful room. This elevator is very unusual because it is cylindrical. The elevator door does not open from side to side, but from top to bottom. Now I would like these people who are participating to push the button that is red, to test it, and to watch the elevator door slowly descend down. They are going to watch it go all the way down, and once it reaches level, now they are going to push the white button to close it. And now we're going to begin. I want them to close their eyes. I want them now to walk into this great, big, beautiful room. Comfortable, well lit. Sit in the chair. And push the red button. As it slowly descends, they will be able to make out first the head and then the neck and then the shoulders, the waist, and the rest of the body. A spirit guide, either male or female, will be there. Once that spirit guide has been fully exposed, that spirit guide will step out of the elevator. You are to get up from the chair, walk over to your spirit guide, and introduce yourself by your first and last name, and then ask the spirit guide the name they wish to be called. This spirit guide is there to guide you, to assist you, and to help you solve problems. They will not do the work for you, but they will be your guide to assist you. After you have received your first spirit guide, as I had mentioned, maybe male or female first.
Yes.
Then you can push the white button, allow the elevator door to ascend and close again, and when ready, they will be again push the red button, allow it slowly to descend, and their second spirit guide will come out.
Holy mackerel.
So they will receive both a male and a female spirit guide by doing this. They will be able to use the spirit guide for as long as that guide decides to remain present. When their task has been finished, then they will leave. And another, if necessary, can be retrieved with this guide.